Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Glad to be back from my halls. Hello, Arlie.
Hello. Would you, I did miss you.
Did you?
Yeah, I think we both did,
yeah,
didn't we, Marty?
But Mark did a grand job last week. Thank you to Mark for filling in last week.
He did a very, very good job.
On the show.
So Monday. No, hang on. Can I pick you up on something? You know how you were away all last week in this really nice boys' week skiing, the thing that you love to do?
Yeah.
And your beautiful and talented and special wife, Amy, allowed you to do that because she was fine about it. And genuinely fine about it.
Yeah, yeah.
She dropped me an email last night.
Amy emailed you last night.
She emailed me last night and she said, just so you know how Boogs is away for the week? Yeah. He actually came back without a present. He didn't bring me a present home. Now, I know Amy and she's not after presents, but you brought nothing back. I mean, nothing. Not a thing. She says, by the way, she's fine about it.
Let me explain something. I usually bring Amy something back if I've been away for a few days.
Yes.
Right? And we were flying out of Geneva Airport. And have you ever been to Switzerland?
Yes.
It's the most expensive place on the planet. It's ridiculous. And I thought, well, I'll bring her back maybe some perfume or whatever. And, of course, because it's Switzerland, the only thing you can buy in the shops are watches and chocolate.
So they don't have a duty-free. They don't have perfume and nice things, so like bits of makeup,
yeah,
and all that.
But it was a
they
bit
don't
of a,
have any of that.
It was a bit of a faff, and it's not much cheaper, to be honest. I mean, seriously, do I have to bring her back something every time I go away?
No, but you've been away on a boys' week skiing, for goodness sake, in France.
Aye.
Yes, you bring her a gift home.
But I didn't.
If you're away for a couple of days, for example.
Yeah.
When's
the threshold? How many days do you have to be away before you bring back your partner something?
I think it depends. Three, I would say. If you're away more than 3 days.
You have to bring back a present.
Well, it doesn't have to be expensive. Just a token, yeah. I missed you, I love you, you're still special to me kind of gift.
I think it depends where you go as well. I think if it's abroad, you definitely have to bring back a present.
So if you're a ski holiday with the boys, then that would qualify.
If you're going to Luton for the weekend, she wouldn't expect anything back.
Yeah. I don't think they have any shops in Luton.
Why would you be going to Luton?
It was a terrible example to use, Martin. But I get your point. Okay, well, I didn't bring her anything back. And it was Christmas 4 weeks ago. It's her birthday in 3 weeks' time.
You should have brought something.
I am
back.
Not being guilted into anything, and I know what you're trying to do. And
oh, we're going to make you.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
So when she says
no,
she's fine,
no,
do you think she actually is?
No, it's fine. It's absolutely. It's a necessity. If you're away for any more than one night, you've got to bring back a present for the missus and one each for the kids. Is that the rule? Dangerous business bringing nothing back there, young man. You're either brave or stupid. I'm going to go with stupid. Thank you. Thank you, Damien. Sharon's on the bypass. Morning, Sharon.
My lovely husband, Rob, took me to Geneva just before Christmas.
Yes.
And we don't very often get away without our children. And we couldn't find anything to buy them on the way back. But we cobbled together all our Swiss francs. And we managed to get my son a Swiss Army knife in the airport. And also my daughter, a chocolate fondue. You can't go to Switzerland and not get a chocolate fondue.
See, the thing is, though, my wife's on a big diet at the moment, right? Because she's going to be a bridesmaid. She doesn't need to lose weight, but she, you know, in her own head.
I seriously think that Amy would have loved the Swiss Army knife, though. Because the next time you forget, bring her back a present. Just think of all the things she could do with a Swiss Army knife. That's all I'm saying. I'm just going to leave it there. Okay.
Right, fine. Well, she's all right if she needs an Allen key. She's fine. Okay. Thanks for phoning. Have a great day.
Yes,